and Kathy Dawes-Nell, along with Raleigh County Extension Director Jennifer Wilson. And I mentioned the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge. We might get to that, but you also wanted to talk about an aging expo that's coming up.
You bet. K-State Research and Extension in Raleigh, Gary, Marshall, Pottawatomie, and Waubunsee counties are planning an Age into Action Active Aging Expo. And we're really trying to target those folks that are thinking about retirement, or perhaps they're in the sandwich generation and they're taking care of kids and aging parents. We've got some issues on the table there that feel like we need to get some information out about. And, you know, in today's world, many people will enjoy health and vitality much longer than previous generations. But this means they're going to spend a lot longer in retirement. And for many people these days, retirement looks much different than it used to. But the truth is, there's really no standard way to age and live your retirement years. But people are more active in retirement and sometimes start second careers in retirement. So we will have this Active Aging Expo on Saturday, April 8th from 9 to 3 p.m., and it will be at the St. George Elementary School. So not a very far trip from Manhattan, only about 10 or 15 miles. But we will have breakout sessions both in the morning and the afternoon with topics like eating for health, senior safety. I believe the Pottawatomie County Sheriff Greg Riott is going to provide a session for us where he'll discuss topics including, you know, driving, scams, and as well as, you know, that difficult topic about when it's time to put the keys away and, you know, how you might have that discussion with your loved ones. We'll also have topics such as cooking for one or two and addressing those tough family issues. Over the lunch, we'll have a guest speaker who will be Gail Dahl from the K-State Center on Aging, and she is going to be talking about reinventing retirement, so to go right along with that active aging theme. So it should be a fun day. We have early bird registrations are due March 20th, and a $20 registration fee will get you all the day's materials plus lunch and snacks. We'll take registrations through the 24th of March for an additional $5 after the 20th, so $25 between the 21st and 24th. And would love to have folks come out and join us again Saturday, April 8th from 9 to 3 at St. George Elementary.
Sounds like a great experience. Have you done this kind of thing before? Or?
Many, many years ago we did similar things, but this is the first one in quite a while. And like I said, it'll be a collaborative effort with extension offices in surrounding counties.
Very good. I guess while we're at it, too, I mentioned youth entrepreneurship, and that's still, you're getting ready for that pretty close now.
We are coming up on the event, and most importantly, we're coming up on the registration deadline. Those young entrepreneurs have until next Thursday, March 9th, to register. You can register online at our riley.ksu.edu website. There's also all the information about the contest out there. And I know we've talked about this before, but probably bears mentioning again kind of what will be involved in the contest. It's open to high schoolers who live in Raleigh County, go to high school in Raleigh County, so any Raleigh County high school. They must put together and submit a business plan for their proposed business. Now, this can be a real business that maybe they're already running, they have plans to run in the future, or it can be a fictitious business, you know, with a wild concept. But we need to have a business plan, and those are due to us by March the 9th so that our judges can have some time to look those over before the contest day. On the contest day, the youth will put up a trade show type booth, you know, to showcase whatever product they're bringing. And then they will be judged also on a two-minute elevator speech or elevator pitch. So kind of the Shark Tank concept. you know, you're trying to get people to buy into the concept of your business or your product. So we're really looking forward to this. They're Network Kansas, Manhattan Chamber of Commerce, our partners with us on this, and we've got some fairly significant prize money available to our top placers. So if we've got some business-minded youth out there, some young entrepreneurs, would really encourage them to take part.
What kind of response are you getting?
We have gotten some good response here locally. I have some teachers who have bought into the concept, and so we've got some classes that are doing this as a class assignment, and some of our 4-H youth, I think, are interested, and so we don't know quite yet how many registrants we're going to have, but for a first year, we'd be happy with 20 or 30 of them and think we could have a nice contest with that.
Very good. Well, before we wrap up today, I know we've kind of run through a couple things fairly quickly. Anything else you're wanting to highlight? Or?
I would just mention that our volunteer income tax assistance site is still open at the Manhattan Public Library and will be open through the 14th of April, providing free tax preparation assistance to low to moderate income taxpayers and their families. You can give us a call at 785-565-6426 to make an appointment. Or we have had great response to our new online booking system, which is the absolute easiest way to make an appointment. Go online to riley.ksu.edu, look for the purple Book Tax Appointment Now button, and if you see a purple space available with a time on it, there's an appointment available, and you can book it for yourself. And sometimes we play phone tag a lot with people to try to make those appointments, and this has really helped kind of alleviate some of that. And I would mention the site will be closed during spring break. We have a lot of college students who are our volunteers, so want to let them enjoy their spring break, but we'll open back up the last week of March and be open through the 14th of April.
Very good. Well, thanks for stopping
you
by.
Bet.
Riley County Extension Director Jennifer Wilson with us today. We'll take a break. When we come back, Riley County Emergency Management Coordinator Lori Harrison, and also from Fort Riley, Chris Hellenbeck. Looking forward to them. I noticed, I think, Bob Everdeen along with him. I don't know if he'll be talking or not for representing Fort Riley. But looking forward to the three of them. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering